I'm in a weird mood. We're here to talk about Bachelor in Paradise. This is the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Smells like Axe body spray in here. Is it me?
It does.
And yes, it is you.
Okay. This must be what it smells like in paradise with all those guys running around.
Just add more sweat and tears.
Yes. Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
And Ryan Jones. No, it's not him with the X.
Just call me Tucker.
Oh, come on. We'll get to that. This was, 5 hours this week?
Yes.
Sure was.
3 hours.
And so many emotions.
And so many roller coaster rides up and down. Part one was 3 magical hours where, I don't know what website I read it on, but this was the best analogy, where it was like the assigned reading of Tia and Colton that we've all been forced to read but nobody wants to read is finally over, so he can go off and become The Bachelor.
Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
It sucks. I don't want to watch Colton as The Bachelor. I don't want to watch a virginal Bachelor. I want to watch a bad Bachelor. I like naughty Bachelors. Really rude Bachelors. I'm missing Nick. I mean, this is bad.
You know it's bad if you're missing Nick.
If I'm missing Nick, it's bad. And somebody else wrote, I don't want to watch Colton as The Bachelor unless I'm getting paid, which I am doing now as writing this blog, but whatever. That's kind of how I feel.
I don't know. We've sort of gone full circle with Colton, because after everything happened with Tia the first time around, I thought the only way he'd be The Bachelor is if he went into paradise, confronted her, and walked out.
You did predict that.
But it didn't happen that way. But I think he handled it all better than I thought he was going to.
Oh, stop being so nice about it.
Well,
Ryan. It's okay.
I think this is a good choice. And I think it's going to give us things with The Bachelor that we've never had to deal with before. And so you might have an issue with the good boy, the virginal boy, whatever, but we've never had to deal with this.
Let's not forget, he's not that innocent. He said he spent a weekend or whatever with Tia, and they did things. You can do everything and still be a virgin.
And I'm sure they did plenty of stuff in paradise, but that's, you know, the big ticket item is still there. And that's going to be something with Fantasy Suites that we've never had to deal with a Bachelor.
And we kind of had to deal with it with Sean Lowe, because he came onto the show as a born again.
Not the same, but yes.
It's not the same. But so
he went
through Fantasy Suites.
They're making that parallel, that it's the Bachelor producers love themselves some Sean Lowe, and they want to recreate that whole...
They need a new Sean.
Which, if they do, it's a home run. I mean, if he can turn into Sean Part 2, then they got exactly what I think we all could use. I mean, we've had some pretty bad stinkers these last few times out.
I mean, The Bachelor sucks anyway. I prefer The Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise, even Winter Games. So I'm just along for the ride on The Bachelor.
Ultimately, I'm pro Colton as The Bachelor. I think it was a better choice than someone like Jason, who was a nice guy as well, but I just don't think would bring anything to the table as The Bachelor. Whereas I think Colton brings different things that we've never seen before.
Okay.
I think Colton was just in paradise a little too long than he should have been for his reputation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Tia Colton breakdown probably should have happened a little sooner, at least a week earlier.
If they were, in quotes, done the first time that they broke up, apparently, in paradise, then I think it could have been, all right, that's done. It didn't work out. But the fact that he went all in again after that and then changed his mind again, I think it tarnished his reputation.
To me, the wishy-washy Bachelor.
Yeah.
She did, however, say she will not be a contestant on the season. So
a contestant. Doesn't mean he's not
going to show up.
It's not going to mean she's not going to make an appearance.
Oh, they better use her. I mean, please, this is the same show that brings everyone back. You better bring her back. But she's not going to show up as, you know, that last person that shocks everybody that, oh my God, this is so unfair. Not going to be part of it.
For now. There's too much history,
what's going to happen,
public history that we've seen to have her be a contestant.
She's obviously off Bachelor in Paradise, maybe Winter Games. What's the next stop on the reality train for her?
Whatever they do, I imagine she'll be there.
If if his girls are terrible, I think she has a shot as Bachelorette next time around.
I told you, Ryan Jones, I told you she could be.
But we have to see this new crop of girls coming in. Because other than, like, right now,
it's
I don't know.
It's a commodity, this new crop of girls.
I mean, it is.
Cattle, like,
but I don't know who else we would choose in the past as a Bachelorette right now.
I mean, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel as it is with the contestants currently on Bachelor in Paradise.
Which is working out in their favor, so I'm sure they're happy about it.
When my son says, Mom, and you can't tell if these people are 40 or 90 or 20. I'm like, you're right. You are...
That's how I feel about Annalise.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. She is not 33.
Like, is she 25 or is she 45?
Yeah, there's so many times where they'll chiron up something and I'll see, I was like, this person, how are they 6 years younger than me?
Right.
This is not possible. And maybe it's not. There's no way these people are all in the same age range.
Well,
just doesn't make sense.
You got this. It's impossible to tell anymore because you got your fake hair, which I'm guilty of, fake nails, fake tan, done that. You got your Botox. I've done that too. You've got
fake other stuff.
Fake boobs, fake butts,
everything.
Fake everything, fake eyes, contacts. You can't tell how old anybody is until they start taking that stuff off, and they're like, okay, now, like at night, I can see how old I am.
I mean, anyone who takes their makeup off.
I mean, exactly. When we take
it's right
off,
there.
It's right there for the world to see, unless you're someone like Kendall, who, I mean, gosh,
love her.
Damn it. She's so cute all the time.
Yeah.
And see, I mean, maybe you guys would know better than I would, but she seems 100% natural
with babies.
Well, I mean, facially and everything.
Like, yes.
She seems untouched by the knife.
Well, because she uses that knife on the taxidermy stuff. So
Well, and so, you know, I know we're jumping ahead a little bit with that, but...
Concerned about leaving kids alone?
Right? How could... I understand there's a lot of people around, but the only things she's used to at that size are animals that she's stuffing.
What do you mean? He can't hold groceries without all the products falling right out through it. So both of them are concerning.
Yeah, I'm surprised both of these people got their, Carly and Evan and Jaden Tanner, I'm surprised they got their kids back because, I don't know, questionable parenting.
I always get mad at parents who bring their kids on these shows as it is because I don't know how long it took to film that. But they're out there in the blazing sun, no hat. The poor kid has this, one of them has a pink headband with a bow, and you see the edges of the headband digging into the temples. No wonder the kid's just
anything for the camera.
Screaming.
I meant more just leaving with someone that, you know, stuffs things for a living, but yeah. I mean,
just
that,
leaving
that too.
Them at all.
The headband.
On a reality show. The headband was awful.
Yeah, and I think they, I think they were gone for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
At most.
Yeah,
parents with kids that age don't leave their kids for very long.
And the first one, they basically showed every second of the older one crying with Joe. And then
which was
he gave it to Kendall and it was fine. So I have a feeling most of that time was actually really quiet. They just used every single second
of course.
The baby screaming in Joe's face. And then other people finally came over like, oh, wow, look, everything's great. Okay, we're going to leave now because we don't want to get the kids handed to
How
us.
How cute are Carly and Evan, though? I generally want to barf when I see them parade the old couples like Jade and Tanner out. But Carly and
don't
Evan,
hate.
I feel like Carly and Evan would actually be a thing outside of Bachelor in Paradise. Like, if they were just to randomly meet at an amusement park somewhere, they would hit it off.
Eventually, I think it would still be the chase that
that
happened. But, yeah, I could see it.
And they look great. They look really cute together. They don't look annoyed by parenthood yet.
Yeah.
or
she
marriage.
Looks a little tired.
But their whole love story, I think, is leading us to the crazy that is Shoshana. And I know you wanted to talk about Shu.
What a terrible nickname.
If people like Shu, who don't always get the message, which is being delivered fairly clearly without being mean, and keep coming back for more, basically citing, oh, well, Evan and Carly. Carly didn't like Evan at first, so I'm just going to keep going.
Wasn't that Olivia who was winding her up, though? It was Olivia.
Yeah.
Olivia just kept turning the crank to get Shu away from her man, who she was interested in. But first of all,
she's like, I can totally see you going after Jordan.
Absolutely.
New Zealand Jordan.
But Shu's got a terrible nickname. Why couldn't they go with, Shu Shauna? Like, Shauna. Even Shauna is, like, just Shu.
Or Shush.
Shush.
Because Shush is what everyone should have been saying to her.
Exactly.
But
this is the classic.
Do you really deserve a cute nickname when you're a witch? I mean,
this is a classic don't judge a book by its cover, because what's inside the book can be crazy. And
as we often see on this show.
But she's the type of person who doesn't like what she has until someone else has it. Like, it's not good enough for you when they want you, but suddenly when they want someone else, I want them.
She even said that.
Yeah.
She called herself out on it. She's like, I
like the chat. I'm difficult.
I like it when
it's hard.
It's a chase, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just the whole situation with her. It's one thing. Okay, you don't take no for an answer. You're going the Evan route. Okay. But when it's been made clear to you multiple times, the very least you could do is when someone comes up to you,
don't tell me now what to do.
Go out on the date. And for her to constantly say no, at least some people call her up, like, this is Bachelor in Paradise. This is what you do. You go on dates.
Yeah.
And now she's going to be all obsessed with Jordan, who, the other Jordan, the Kiwi Jordan,
yeah,
who clearly also doesn't want anything to do with her now because he's all into his own stuff.
Well, and the thing is, and this is so super superficial, but when I looked at Camille, right, and Shoshana, they actually look perfect together. Like, I think, why would he ever say no to Shoshana? And then you say, okay, well, maybe he's not as superficial as I think he is.
Well, I think that's why he accepted that first date with her.
Yeah, because she's hot.
Yeah, and then totally there was that attraction there. And then they got on that date, and he's like, there's no spark, there's no connection. And that's how he knew it was a hard no.
And yes, if you notice, we saw zero from their time together. I mean, basically that, like 10 seconds.
It must have been a very boring double date.
There was zero chemistry, and they said, okay, let's not even waste time.
What's her deal? She's just insecure about being a fish out of water. I mean, seriously, look at it from her point of view. She just feels like she's been called Euro trash. Maybe she feels insecure about the language. I don't know what she has to be
insecure. I think her English is fine, though.
No, I'm saying what she feels she's insecure about. Her English is great.
Yeah.
Like, she's bilingual or maybe trilingual.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She could speak 10 languages. But
no, she's not a dummy. But I'm saying, in her mind, is she insecure about the language barrier? Is she insecure about... Can't be insecure about looks. I mean, what is it?
Well, you could.
You could. I mean, that's the thing. The crazy
but
thing.
But don't come on Bachelor in Paradise if the whole time you're going to just be all...
in your head.
About that sort of stuff. All of these people are in their head about something. We've seen that.
They're all nuts.
I think Astrid said it, like, she's not understanding the concept of Bachelor in Paradise.
She's like another sweetheart, Astrid.
I like her too.
Did Shu not understand what she was signing up for, even though she'd already been there?
I was just going to say, she's already been on Paradise. So...
yeah. She's done the regular show and Paradise.
Why are you freaking out now? You know how this works.
She just thought that... because of the first date, that's going to be the person I'm with. And I don't know. I can't explain.
She didn't come across that way when she was on, was it Ben's season?
Yeah. I think
she didn't come across that way. I don't think she got enough of her.
She didn't get a lot of camera time, I don't think. So I think it was kind of a surprise when she ended up on Paradise the first time.
Right. Well, but people liked her because she was a little wacky.
Yeah. You know? And she wasn't like this the first time, because
we remember that.
Yeah. Well, but she won't be around much longer because she's not making a connection with anyone. Unless
she's just always on. She says that she wants love and wants a relationship, but she's always on to the next person.
Yes, exactly.
She's just searching for self-made drama, is what she's doing.
Yeah, and she just likes that Chase.
And Olivia's pushing her every step of the way.
Well, I actually did love that.
I did too. I thought that was, ooh, girl, that is really, really
good. You and Jordan look perfect together. You're definitely going to end up together. You look perfect.
There's self-preservation going on too.
Right.
I mean, hard to blame her.
Yeah, no, I don't blame her either. I was upset when Eric left and I thought maybe there was going to be, okay. But then at that point, we already knew Colton was going to be the bachelor. So what's next for Eric?
Well, we need to talk about Eric.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Eric, who I'm his number one fan.
Same.
He was awesome once he finally opened himself
up on
Rachel's season. And then Winter Games, we never got a chance to see anything from him. And then finally, he comes to Paradise. He's crushing it. He's got this great relationship.
Angela.
He's funny. He's showing all the personality that we want. What happened?
He made a promise he couldn't keep.
He completely did a 180 and just smashed everything that, and not in a good way, smashed everything that he had built from his time all the way back to...
You mean by promising Angela that...
Just the whole thing was so shady.
Yeah.
Yeah. In defending him, I think he started to realize that how real maybe his relationship with Angela was getting, and it scared him.
Run away.
And he didn't know what to do. So when he woke up that morning, he just couldn't take it. And
it
just
was a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Went for Cassandra, not condoning what he did because it was kind of shady. But I think it was definitely a fear, and he didn't know. Because you could see after he gave his rose to Cassandra, and then the day after when he was telling her that it wasn't, it's just not right, he was like, I'm going home. Like, I can't take this.
Meanwhile, Chris is still there, and he did the same thing.
Exactly.
So.
Well, and Eric then
starts.
But
we kind of expect it.
He keeps lamenting about, she's gone, and this. Well, why is she gone? Because you gave your rose to Cassandra.
I really do think it was real between Eric and Angela.
Oh,
he realized that weird. And couldn't handle the mistake he made and all of his feelings and
very
emotions.
Very disappointing.
And
meanwhile, Shu was kind of the first one to say, no, don't leave. Don't. Like, she's thinking, ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
And then he actually really did leave. So there goes that prospect.
Well, there were no more dudes. I mean, they need to start.
There's so many girls.
I mean, bring in some guys. What are we doing?
Yeah, thank you.
Jeez.
I mean, even the lampshade guy would be a break from things at this point.
I mean,
because Australia and Kiwi Jordan, I'm not feeling him.
Well, and he, if you'll remember, maybe you don't. He was the bachelor in New Zealand.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
Who went down to the final two and couldn't make a choice, so he flipped a coin.
I like him now, actually. Now that you've said that, this guy has something interesting in his backstory.
And then dumped his fiance 7 weeks after filming, which was 2 days after the finale.
Was she pregnant?
No.
Okay, see, that's not that bad.
Not full.
I mean, what do I know?
He didn't go full lifetime
could be.
Movie, but.
It's not that bad. I mean, come on.
So
Katie,
now he's
please.
Your favorite.
Now, well, yeah.
Because he flips coins to make major life decisions. That's cool.
Kevin and Astrid took their relationship to the next level. And Goose and Crystal took their relationship to the next
level. Sure did.
With the appearance of a raccoon. First.
That was amazing.
I love Kevin
and
Astrid.
And some artists that I didn't know. What were you saying?
I love Kevin and Astrid.
They're cute together.
Yeah.
Even though he has a big horse mouth.
Yeah.
And I felt bad, obviously, for him having to watch that proposal. I mean,
yeah.
Couldn't they have found a way to do it without him having to watch his ex-girlfriend get engaged?
Oh, that's why they did it.
No. Ryan, come on.
I think I did feel bad for him, but I think he handled it. Great. He didn't ignore her. He went up to Ashley, gave her a hug, said congratulations, went back up. I think he handled it like a man.
Do those guys really have a good, as they call it, Q rating? Is this why they keep rolling them back out for all of us when we?
I think they should just be permanent fixtures down there. They should.
That's actually a good idea.
Like, have them be the resident.
The resident.
Paradise people.
Yes. Yeah, the couple
not
in
the bartenders and
the
not
couple
Chris.
Couple in residence.
But yeah, couple in residence, maybe to give some advice.
Ashley and Jared.
Yeah, Ashley yep. and Jared. They can just stay there throughout the season. They can sort of be
would love that.
That's actually funny.
They can be the oracle for
that's
all of these couples.
Funny. That's funny. Yes. And they could have their kids down there. Everything could be down
well,
there.
Well, I mean, no, does that mean they have to name them like Bachelor in Paradise?
No, they have to name them names of previous contestants. The kids have to be named after previous contestants.
Carly and Evan.
Oh, God. Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, no, but the best part was the outtakes when Chris Harrison was showing Jared the Matchbox 20 Rob Thomas.
So good.
He shout loved out. It.
And, of course, Jared's a super freaky fan, borderline scary. And in real life, that's
huge
not a
fan.
It's not a put on because we've had concerts with our radio station at 96.5 TIC here in Connecticut. Our All Star Christmas, Rob Thomas has been headlined a couple of times, and Ryan, take it away.
Well, we were able to introduce the two, and
Jared
and Rob, and
because he hounded you guys. Katie.
Well, that was a Katie.
Katie, he had your
Ashley
private number.
Ashley reached out to me
as
via
a favor
Twitter.
To Jared.
Yeah, she DM'd me on Twitter.
Oh God!
And this was when she was still
crying
in her Jared yeah. phase, and yeah. Jared wasn't quite there yet. And we, Jared and I, connected, and he came to our show, and he loved it.
Yeah,
we brought him backstage.
That's an understatement. It was I have never seen a more excited. I thought it was a listener, but it wasn't. It was.
And there,
a contestant.
Yeah, he lost
the reality
it.
Show.
And so what we ended up doing was we took a picture of me seemingly pulling Jared out, like almost like security
like leave
wise.
Leave him alone. Yeah,
and then sent it to Ashley, like, oh my God, he had to be forcibly removed because he was being such a jerk to Rob, which obviously wasn't happening.
And the picture went through, but then we stopped having service, and she kept calling me, and she thought something really happened.
Yeah.
And she was she's like, I thought this was going to work. And I was like, sorry.
And then Rob does an interview later, past our show, past everything, because someone asked him about it, obviously, because he just yap, yap, yap about Rob Thomas. He said, yeah, I think I met the guy. And, you know, he since has come around to it because he realizes...
It's a bit. Yeah, it's
a bit. And but that he is a huge fan, and he's always... Anytime you have someone on national TV saying nice things about you...
Of course, you're going to roll with it. Well,
why not?
Jared was backstage at that first All-Star Christmas, and I wasn't watching the show. I didn't know who he was. And so...
That was right before... That was like
right
the month
before
you started watching.
Yes. And so I just thought he was just some guy who was a fan who was backstage. And Rob Thomas was right next to him, and so I walked up. I said, can I get a picture? And Jared's... kind of says, yeah, and I'm looking, I'm like, I don't want to pick, who are you? And I took the picture with Rob Thomas, and then you told me later who he was, yeah. And I felt like such a jerk.
Well, Jared was probably used to it, because bringing him from the front door that Jared came in to the backstage area, he got stopped, like,
multiple
times. Every 5 feet.
Who are you? Where's your backstage pass?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, because
no,
he's like a rock
for pictures.
Star. People wanted pictures.
Everyone from the
That's
front
what I was
door.
Saying. Wow, everyone's crazy for this guy. Yeah. Who was this guy?
Yeah, everyone from the front venue door to the backstage area. We stopped at least every 5 feet
for Jared.
For
he's
Jared,
like a rock star,
because
man.
It was Whatever. He was it was fresh off Paradise.
And I told him that to his face before. I said, I didn't know who you were. He's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that. I actually like blending in every now and again. Okay, back to our show. We got a little sidetracked.
So with the couples that are remaining.
Okay,
and
good.
So
this
Chris and the raccoon having their sort of interlude before he professes his love.
Real or fake? Is that self-preservation relationship or not?
It seems real.
It does, doesn't it?
It seems real.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he finally got rid of that little...
Sharpie line?
I was
it
so...
It was terrible.
And it was Jersey Shore at its best.
And I don't have great hair because I got a cowlick here. But,
you have great hair.
But this line was just making me shake the whole time. Like, what do you do? How do you not... That would just
I'm glad that they showed it too and made an effort.
They made a bit.
I would want to paw at it the whole time. Just you would feel the little. Oh.
You must have seen a lot of that. You were just on the Jersey Shore for a week.
Oh my God, so much,
so many baby hairs.
Oh my God, it's crazy. And so for him to take that step to not only shave it off
the baby hairs,
but for everybody immediately.
Cheering.
Well, but baby hairs are a big thing. If you ever get into wigs and weaves and stuff, you want the baby hairs because that makes it look real. See?
Yeah.
But all right. So you were saying
we
have Crystal and Goose remaining.
Yeah. Even though they're both super weird individually and together,
I think that's why it works.
They can actually work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have Kevin and Astrid.
Also, I think real.
Yeah. We have Taxidermist and
Grindel and Joe.
Yeah.
I think it's real.
I think he's questioning. I feel like he's getting a little, the commitment phobia.
Maybe he's pulling an Eric.
And I'm thinking, getting a little worried. What you have in front of you, you moron, before you do something stupid, because he's like, what do you think? I do, but what are you, should we date other people? Oh, okay, fine. I think he wanted to be let off the hook. I think he's not because he doesn't like her, but because he's like this cold feet kind of guy.
I think it's real, but
scary real.
It's scary real.
Yes.
And I think all of a sudden they're like, we only have a few weeks left. Like, we're actually at the end of this. I think they were just so safe. Like, I think it was just a safe couple, especially after all the Leo stuff that happened. I think they just considered themselves like comfortable and safe, and now they're getting towards the end and they're like, are we ready to get engaged? What's happening?
Somebody has to make a move.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's real to an extent, I think.
Olivia, Diggy, John.
I liked Olivia and Diggy together.
I did too.
Actually, I thought it worked out.
But I'm a fan of John too.
Well, John's
too,
a stud, by the way.
Fever stud, money.
I don't know.
He's just making out with everyone.
Sure is.
Yeah, and John has crushed it. But I don't think anything with John has been relationship wise. He just wants to stay there, have fun, make out with everyone, which he's done, and good for you. But none of anything he's had with any of the girls has been anything real.
Remotely close to real.
I think he doesn't come across as a snob, but I think he's pretty self-interested still.
Yeah.
He's like at that phase in his life where I'm part of Venmo and I'm this and I'm counting my money on the beach. And that's all cool. Have fun, do it. But I don't feel like he's there.
So Scallop Fingers, I think she was just after that Venmo.
The money.
Yeah.
Show me the Venmo.
Yeah, she was like, that's the first thing she mentioned was like, you know, he like invented Venmo.
Wait a minute. You mean the person that's been on 3 Bachelor shows and the proposal is not there for the right reasons?
Drake.
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
Breaking news.
How could that happen? And thankfully, I'm sure Kristen's wonderful, but I'm glad that she was
She thought that her whatever panic attack / whatever was going to be more of a big deal on camera.
I think that just happened,
and then they shut the cameras off, and she's like, all right, I'm fine.
Going home. Can I stay now? No. Oh, okay.
Oh, you're still gone.
So who else do we have left?
The other Jordan, non-Kiwi Jordan and Jenna, which is another one. Are they crazy enough to work?
She came into his life and knocked him over, and I think she's used to doing that to guys. And I feel like he doesn't know what to do with himself. And she's there having fun and likes him and returns the sentiment, but I don't think nearly as much as he's into her.
Yeah, I think they'll leave Paradise together.
Yeah, same.
But I don't think it's going to work.
No.
Yeah.
No.
For years to come.
No, she's too much of a hot tamale. She's on to other.
And you want to talk about
wild child
self interest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Jordan's life. So.
Yeah, but she made him stop.
I was going to say,
being self-interested. He's been more concerned about her and her tongue and her speaking patterns in the class. Yeah.
But how is he going to feel about that in the quote-unquote real world?
Oh, he won't handle it. He can't handle. He can't handle someone else bringing her a giant teddy bear that's just a joke, much less reality.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely leave together, even though I don't know if you watched previews for next week. Next week's the finale, by the way.
Katie, I got so mad at the end of this of the most recent episode of the part two that I turned it off. So I didn't. I started watching What's Coming, and then I just got irritated with the shoe nicknames. We didn't even talk about the Russian witch hunt, which was Wells and Yuki's their commercial for Chex Mix.
So adorable.
I want them to get married and have 1,000 kids. They're so cute together, and I know they...
I like them together as bartenders on Paradise.
I just love them. I would watch a whole show with just them. Totally think they're
coming soon, I'm sure.
I don't know if you watched the final scene after everything of the second episode. I don't know if you could last after 5 hours, but they had a thing where... So he kept picking up items and having her tell him what the word was.
And, in Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it was, you know, so what's this? And she would say, pineapple. Oh. What's this? Banana.
Oh, it's still the same thing.
What's this? Kiwi.
Oh, damn it.
So they had to go through like 12 items for her to finally get to, I think it was apple, which was something
which
else.
Which was different.
I'm like, oh, finally. It's like trying to have this informative thing of let's learn words in Japanese. And they were all the same.
They're so cute.
So anyway, in the coming attractions for next week, we see Robbie come in.
Oh.
And we see him take Jenna away.
Swimmer Robbie?
It was basically Jordan before there was Jordan.
It's a buffer Jordan.
Yeah, he's the Jordan 1.0. Yes. Yep.
So we see him talk to Jenna, and we don't know what happens, but...
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think so, but that's the perfect person to bring in to wait till the end to try to screw them up.
Oh,
because they're
the
same
the last day, just throw them in.
Yeah, they're the same person.
They really are the same person. What else? Anything else?
I mean...
We're really going to go through... yeah, I mean, the witch hunt, but I mean, we're really going to go through this whole season without ABC using this as a spot to bring in Sarah Hyland and promote Modern Family.
Exactly.
I mean, what are we doing here? That's Wells' girlfriend.
Maybe that's why the finale... Maybe that's going to happen, the finale.
I mean,
next
come
week.
On. Perfect
you,
synergy here, people.
You've just ruined my whole fantasy. I know he's got something else. You know, I know this, but I really want him to be with Yuki. I can't deal with that, Ryan.
I would 100% watch that show.
Totally. That should be on Freeform tomorrow.
That's a low standard. I watched every episode of
Wells
The Proposal.
Wells and Yuki can't date because then
they'd... sick.
They would really ruin their bartending vibe.
This is true. Like, you can't have... Yeah, that's one of those, like, you know, he's a cop, she's a cop, and they have this sexual tension. But once they break that tension, you're no longer interested in the show.
This is what I'm saying. And yeah, we need to keep the magic alive in Paradise. And that means Yuki and Wells just have to be platonic bartenders.
Fine.
Just give us some 5 minutes of Sarah Hyland. That's all.
How many people, who do we have left after the big 5 hour episode? Eric left. We're down to some pretty solid couples. Shoshana is still there.
Shu
is still there.
Sure
she won't possibly stick around.
I just want to say Shu.
I know, you're doing that to irritate me.
Well, no, because I literally want Shu, go away. Like,
Shu and Shush.
So then we'll find out next week who's going home.
This
who's
is everything.
We find out everything.
All the money, for all the money, this is it. Is it a split big two-night episode?
Sure is.
You know it.
And we're going to we get to have the after the Paradise as well.
Okay.
And so Tia and Colton can once again
reunite,
revisit this whole thing, and clearly nothing happens.
And she can wish them well and then go their separate ways.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be weird to watch because the Bachelor announcement happened after they filmed the show.
Southern women don't wish exes well, Katie. I don't know that she will.
She did on Instagram.
Well, damn it.
And on all social media.
Well, dang it, you blew that theory.
So go back to Wiener and have some fun.
All right, well, I guess we'll have to be back next week and sum everything up with a big finale. Any predictions on who's definitely going home together with a ring on the finger? I'm saying Jordan is going to pop the question to Jenna.
I think they're going to be engaged.
Okay. I'm saying Astrid and Kevin are going to be engaged.
Yes.
Chris and Crystal are going to blow up and will not be engaged.
Okay.
I think they will leave together but
yes,
not engaged.
Yes, I agree.
And yep. I actually think Kevin...
And Astrid?
And Astrid will do the same thing. I think they'll leave together but not engaged.
Okay.
Because he's still... He just watched his ex-girlfriend get engaged. Like,
all the more reason to take the leap.
I think Camille and Annalise will leave together, but I don't think...
Not engaged.
Not engaged.
Or not anything. I don't think we even talked about that one. That is not one to last.
Because, No.
And thank God, as far as Annalise goes, for Shu, because how much would we be talking about Annalise and
if
this...
If Shu weren't there...
It's true.
You want to talk about flipping a coin. She went from, oh my God, Kenny, he left, to, if he were to propose to me right now, I would say yes.
Well, she started with Jordan.
That's right.
And then Kenny, and then she had a busy summer.
So she should thank her lucky stars that she was around.
All while looking 20 and 50 at the same time. How does she do it?
How she could be so certain... Even in Bachelor World, that like, oh, if we get engaged right now, you've known each other for 12 minutes.
Diggy and Olivia are also leaving together, but unencumbered. They'll be together, but not.
I don't even think they're gonna be
rings.
Together.
I think they will. I thought they were digging each other. No,
digging each other.
I just hope next Paradise we get early Diggy and not wait till 2 weeks before the finale. I need like weeks. Of Diggy, just like we finally got a long look.
Yeah, he's great. I forgot how much that we liked him.
Yeah, and like.
And we found out that only his mother calls him by his given name and when he's in trouble.
Or like Evan when he finally came to Paradise. We didn't really know what Evan was until we got a long look in Paradise. I think we need Diggy. We need a full run of Diggy.
I think you might get your wish, Captain.
I hope so.
Probably.
All right, well, we'll revisit next week. You can find us on social media at Bachelor Podcasts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pallotta, thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan Jones, what say you?
I'm still Tucker.
Oh, Tucker! We didn't even talk about that, but yes.